Hi, Shonda.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to our first episode with Black Thoughts with LaTanya and Shonda. And today we're going to be discussing the George Floyd murder slash execution that's been going on and shaking up the world. So, LaTanya, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, first, hello, everyone. Welcome to our first podcast. It's entitled Enough is Enough. It seems like the Black community and the world has enough of watching our Black men get murdered and no one being convicted of murder. You know, yeah. So the whole world is watching America right now to see what they're going to do. So, yeah, it's interesting to see the reaction of everyone that all the time.
Right.
All the time. Go way back to 1955 when Emmett Till was killed and no one's convicted of that crime either. So, yeah, it's a long time coming, and I'm glad to see these Black soldiers out there, you know, right, protesting and fighting back for their freedom. It's interesting to see.
And don't you think that too, with, you know, the young generation, they're more militant than our predecessors, you know, and even our generation, like they're more apt to go out and protest and put up the good fight, more than, you know, than what we did. And also too, they're more in your face with it. And everyone's talking about, you know, the looting and, you know, destroying a property. But I feel that that property needed to be destroyed because that's the only way to get the people's attention. Right. I feel that if they did a peaceful, the peaceful protests are good too, but the looting also needed to happen because this is waking up America, is waking up the world. We see it in London. We see it in Paris. We see it all over the world. People protesting for George Floyd, right? They want justice for all. And I think it takes, like they say, it takes a nation, you know, to basically make change. And this is a long time coming. And I know that it's different than when I think about it too. I was saying to someone that how different it is now compared to when Rodney King got beat up.
Mm-hmm.
We saw it on film, right? We saw all the cops jumping him. And then what happened? The riots happened in LA. And they did the same thing, but nothing happened.
Right. Because we tore up our own neighborhood. It's not affecting back then. We're hurting ourselves. We tore up our own neighborhoods. We didn't go into Beverly Hills and tear that up. We didn't go in Beverly Hills and Rodeo Drive.
Right. And now you see the protesters, what I won't call them protesters, the looters.
The soldiers.
The soldiers are going in and disrupting the suburbs. They're disrupting Louis Vuitton. They're disrupting the city. And they're disrupting all the high-end stores.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, you know, they're messing up the money. Anytime, you know, you hurt the oppressor, you hit them in the pockets. That's right. When they wake up. They don't want to see the money, you know, go away, any issues with the money or the finances going down. They want to make sure that they continue to strive and get their money. So because they are hitting them, then that's when the change is going to happen.
Right.
Like, they don't care if we tear up the local bodega, or, you know what I mean?
Right.
Or the local store or whatever, you know, mom and pop places. It's when those big companies and big corporations get hit.
Right.
That's when you'll see the change.
You know what, Shonda? The young people have learned from our mistakes because they learned that, hey, that's stupid to tear up your own neighborhood because this is what you say. You're going to get mad at the world and tear up your own house.
Right.
You go to where the people who are oppressing you.
Right.
The oppressors and go to their house and tear it up. And that's what these young people, and I'm so proud of them, this generation is the one that's going to make a real change for the Black community, I believe. Because they right. they turned that third degree murder charge into a second degree. And right. they charged all four of those cops. Now, the right. fight still is not over because, hey, if it's not a death penalty or life, that's injustice. Because that's just murder on video. That traumatized right. the world, not just the people that were there and watched it. It traumatized all of us because it spread it like wildfire across the world. So, right. yes, it's traumatizing to us. We're hurt. The whole, if you're not a human being, you're not a human being.
If you don't see anything wrong with that video, right?
Exactly. I know,
it's so funny because people get outraged about a dog.
Yes.
If somebody does any abuse or does anything with a pet or animal, people are outraged. But there's no outrage when it comes to a Black man on the ground pleading for his mama. You know what I mean? And I think that's what hit too, is that, like you said, how clear the video is. Like, it's like HD on 100. Right. So you can see the man's face. You can see the evil in his face. You can see every little detail of that video. And when he applied pressure, did you see him applying pressure right. with that knee?
Right.
He meant to kill that man. That was premeditated, okay?
After they said, he's not moving anymore. You can move your knee.
Yes.
He's not moving.
And my thing is, why is your knee on his neck anyway? You had him in handcuffs, right? On the ground. Right. He's not a threat to you. He wasn't a threat to them. He didn't have no weapon on him. He wasn't resisting arrest. It was none of that.
Right.
He had his knee on that man to do one thing, and that is to murder him.
And what about the fact that the officer that did that had prior incidents of where he
That's what I'm saying. And that's what I was saying to, I was talking to my mother about it, and I was saying that when all said and done, the family needs to sue the state of Minnesota, the police, sue everybody, sue the police station, everything, mm-hmm. because they should have not had that man on the force anymore.
Right.
He had all these prior incidences where he used excessive force. I think they even said he killed somebody, right?
I believe it was an incident where he was with other officers where he was involved in a shooting, and they
right.
Someone, people ended up dead.
So exactly.
He had other complaints about him when it comes to race.
Right, so his hands were clean, but they allowed him to continue to be a police officer for the community and do this. And that's why I feel like when this is all said and done, there needs to be a civil case mm-hmm. against everybody, the state, the police station, everyone. Because there's no reason why a man, he's supposed to be protecting, they're supposed to be protecting and serving us, the community. Mm-hmm. But they're murdering and lynching us.
Right. Better than that, Shonda, I say go to the UN. How about the United States of America President Donald Trump is telling the governors and the mayors to shoot the protesters?
Yeah.
How about
the looting happens? He said if the looting happens, the shooting happens.
Right.
That's despicable. But we already know how he is, though. We can't depend on him. Nothing. We just right. need to do what he needs to do and go vote.
But how about, if there was any other country, this is the same thing they charged with Saddam Hussein. They charged him with the same crimes because he used to kill the people that were against him. He was a dictator. People that would protest right. him. He would put them in jail. He would kill them. He would shoot them on sight. Blacklist their families. The same thing that they charge other countries in the world with. Donald Trump is doing the same thing. So who's going to come and help us?
Right.
Who's gonna come help us? You're doing, America's doing the same thing that other dictators do around the world. You say this,
right? And we're supposed to be a democracy.
When are we free? How are we free? We can't even protest. We're not even
free, right,
to say, hey, what you did, what happened was wrong. And things have to change in how you relate to black on black people. My skin definitely shouldn't scare you.
Right. Exactly. My skin shouldn't intimidate you. You know? And that's what I was saying too. What needs to happen, first of all, they need to hold these police officers accountable. As soon as something happens like this and they see that there was, you know, there was an excessive force, or they see that the person has been dead, they need to arrest that officer off rip.
Well, they fired him. They fired him.
Yeah, but it took a while. Right. They didn't just fire him. You know, when it happened, they didn't fire him right off. It had to take a week or two for them to fire them. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think just like they hold us accountable, let's say we go out and murder somebody. Let's say we go out and murder someone. What are they going to do to us? They're going to put us in handcuffs and put us in the car. Right, put us in the police car and take us down to the police station.
Right.
There needs to be something like that for the cops.
Right.
Somebody that, and also too, the people that are surrounding the cops that are doing the bad, it needs to be someone with a conscience to be like, you know, you guys are doing wrong, and arrest them. If you see another fellow police officer doing wrong, you need to arrest them just like any other civilian. Right now, you ain't a cop no more. You just a regular civilian like everybody else.
And the other three that stood around and watched you do that, that is...
Yeah, they held account. Exactly. And that's why everybody was so mad, because they didn't even arrest them. They were out free doing God knows what. Who knows? They could have fled if they wanted to. But they just now arrested them. It took about 2 to 3 weeks. George Floyd died on Memorial Day. How ironic is that? The time when people, families are coming together to have cookouts and, you know, and fellowship and you know, and have a good time. This man was being murdered on the street just because of the color of his skin.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
And it pisses me off because we're sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know what
enough
I mean?
Enough like, is enough. That's what I'm saying.
Enough
that
is enough.
We don't have... We're not asking no more. We're taking
it. Yeah. And this had to be done because nothing else was being done.
Right. And thank God for
nothing
these
else
young
was being
people.
Think about all the fallen soldiers that we have lost over the years. Think about Eric Gardner. He was the first one that couldn't breathe.
Sean Bell.
The police.
Sean Bell
exactly.
In New York City.
Right.
Emmett Till back in 1953. No, 55.
Exactly. Right.
The first slave that got off that ship, the one that got pulled from their home. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like goes all the way back in. We're still fighting for justice for the first slave that was captured and brought to this country.
Definitely.
Don't forget Philando Castile and all these other ones who caught on video.
I know.
And that's the difference between us who growing up, you know, we're like in the 90s kids, we didn't see it because we didn't have cell phones.
Yeah, we exactly. Yeah.
And it probably was still going on as prevalent. It's just that in 1992, when the video camera that came out, that was shocking because we always knew it happened. It always, you know, police got beat up by people got beat up by police. You had an uncle or something, a granddad or somebody that got beat up by the police. Everyone being black, we all knew that. But just to see it, that's what made them so angry. So from 19... 19-
To see the murder happen live, that's what I just... That's what just hit me so hard. It's like, and I couldn't keep... I can't... They keep showing it, but I can't really watch it because it makes me angry. Every time I see it, I just boil with anger, because for this man to have this disregard for this man's life. It was like he was, it was nothing. He had his hands in his pockets. Like it was just a regular day.
You murdered like he take, somebody.
And you like thought, taking a stroll.
And you felt street. Good about yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
That probably wasn't his first murder. It was so easy.
No, and that's what I'm saying. He did it too easy. Yeah. It was too easy for him. And that's what I'm saying. That's why we have to hold these states and the police stations accountable, because they're letting these serial murderers. That's what these cops are. They're serial murderers.
Sicko.
You letting them still police, and you know that they're serial murderers. And what it is, it's like any type, when you look up, like when you think about like a sociopath or whatever, mm-hmm. what happens, it escalates. So I consider this man a sociopath.
Exactly. I would too.
Because what happens is, okay, he might've, the first incident he had, he might've beat up somebody and he felt good. You know, he was like, ooh, he liked the power. Right. You know what I'm saying? The next time around, he probably maybe broke someone's bones. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Probably escalated.
Right.
See what I'm saying? And like every incident that he had on his record, all those bad incidences, he escalated and escalated to with a point where it's like him walking down the park with his knee on that man's neck and like it was nothing.
Right.
I'm just going to kill this man in broad daylight. It was daytime. It wasn't even nighttime.
Right. An animal.
In the daytime.
You know what the sad thing is, Sean? An animal, a dog, has more rights than a black person in this country.
Right. They do. Right. Look how they did it. How they were uproar about the Michael Vick situation.
Oh my God. He was the worst person on earth.
He was worst person. Yo, he was enemy number one. And those same people don't see nothing wrong with the cop killing that man on the street. That's what's so sickening.
And they such a hypocrite. And it'll be the same people that eat pig all day. Cow.
eat the swine, right?
Bacon. You eat burgers all day. American pie, right. Ribs for 4th of July. You're killing turkeys left and right. You're killing chickens left and right. Not saying what the man did with the dogs was okay, but you're the biggest hypocrite. Stop eating meat.
Right.
You love animals so much, stop eating farm animals. Stop eating that.
Right.
If you're such a hypocrite, like you have this. Like you have a goddamn animal in your freezer right now.
Oh, I got plenty. I'm a carnivore.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not the type of person that believes that a human life is the same level as a animal's life. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I mean?
I value my three little human beings more than your dog.
Yeah, definitely. Because let me tell you, well, I won't say that, but I don't want Pete to ask me. Right. Look, I'm trying to keep somewhat, you know.
I get you, sister. I get you. But we get into that. And that now we don't discuss the problem. The reason why is because of what these young people are doing. They're going to the streets and they're going and they're protesting. They swing it back on the cops. We're not going to take it no more. We're going to go to hell.
Right.
And I mean, they're protecting the cops because they're coming after them. As hard as they going after that. And what's the Zimmerman guy? He's still walking around.
Oh, I know.
17-year-old kid.
No, for no damn reason.
No gun. You're not even a
cop. That's Skittles. You killed the boy who had Skittles and a soda in his hand. And that's called, what they stand your ground. Stand your ground for what? He didn't have nothing on him. What are you standing your ground for?
I call to arms. Every black person that's able to register for a legal firearm need to do it today or yesterday.
Yes.
Stand your ground.
Yeah.
Because not only for the cops, these white supremacists, the videos out here saying white supremacists going
as Trump say, very good people.
Right.
He called them very good people in Charlottesville, but he calling the protesters thugs, the soldiers thugs.
Not only he did that, but when they had the uprising in Baltimore, President Obama called them thugs also when they protested. Then they was breaking up stuff, telling up to CBS. When those kids were out fighting, trying to do what they do now, he called them thugs.
Right.
Because there was
I didn't know that.
What was the kid's name in Baltimore that they riding for? What was his name?
Oh, yeah, I remember. That's what I'm saying. It was a lot going down back then.
And
during Obama's administration.
They like broke his spleen or something, like cracked his spleen, the guy in Baltimore. Throwing him inside the van. It was like, our bodies, everybody's not the same. Just because you're a black person,
yeah,
we feel like our skin's tougher. We don't feel pain. So they get to treat us anyway. You think it's okay for you to put your knee on somebody's neck? You wouldn't do it to a white person?
Right.
Because, hey, I can kill them. Or a black person,
right,
their skin is tougher. We can do anything. We, you know, do anything to them. They're tougher skin. You know, they treat us. We're not, we three fifths of the person.
Oh, they treat us subhuman. Exactly. That's what it is. They treat us subhuman like we're not human, man.
Shoot, the Constitution tells you how they really feel about us. They said we were three fifths. We weren't even a whole person.
Yeah, we weren't a whole person. We were three fifths of a person.
Three fifths of a person. Come on now, it's still in the Constitution.
Three fifths.
And then the Irish, the Italians, the Chinese, or whoever, the Hispanics, they want to come over here and they don't want to knock down black people and say, "Hey, you can make it just like us." No, we can't. We can't hide behind our complexion. We black. Soon as that show up, they discriminate against me. You can hide, you can change. You can come over here from Italy, you can come over here from Germany and change your name and make it sound more American.
Right.
If you want. And hide behind your complexion.
Right.
We can't do that.
Right.
You don't put Italian on your race. You put white.
Right.
Irish people don't put Irish on their paperwork. They put white.
Yeah.
You can't compare our fight against yours, what you had back in the day.
Definitely.
It ain't in the Constitution that you're three-fifths of a person. It's not. They're not saying Italians are three-fifths of a person. They're not saying Mexicans are three-fifths of a person.
Right.
They're not saying Native Americans are three-fifths of a person. They're saying black people.
Right.
It's us against everybody.
It is.
And to these black elitists, till they figure that out, we're gonna always, always suffer in a community because there's so many black people, they're brainwashed. They wanna be accepted by white people so bad. They wanna be a part of that American dream so bad when it wasn't even built, designed for you. The American dream was not designed for you, black man. Or black woman, we have to make our own American dream.
Exactly.
We have to make it. Just like they took their freedom from the English, from England.
Right.
We got to take ours from the United States.
I know, and we built this country.
We built this country. We got to take
it. I read something on social media that I thought it was so spot on, where it was said that We black people built this country for free. We deserve to burn it down. It down, man.
Exactly.
We built this country for free. This country wouldn't be shit without the cotton trade, without the slaves.
They made money off the slave trade. Lots of money off the slave trade. That was a $1 billion business. I mean, the whole world made money off our black bodies.
Yeah.
The whole world made up money off our black
people. Shoo. Take that out of our 40 acres and a mule, please. Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But
now it's about what's the
solution? Yeah, what's the solution? Now it's like a call to arms. Like, what's next? It's like, okay, we've done the protesting. You know, we've done the busting up, the looting, whatever, of destroying of the property and all that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's next? It's like, what needs to happen?
Okay, I see now, and I've seen on social media, they have these posts about, remember Tuesday, we had Blackout Tuesday, where we were blacked out. We're only supporting black businesses. We're not giving our dollars to the big chains. We're not spending money on Amazon unless it's going to a black-owned business. And it was for one day. And then someone came in with this agenda. Remember, I sent you the agenda, right? Where it's like certain days, you know,
right?
We only buy black in our own communities.
We're Can you speak on that? Do you have the list with you?
I have it. Let me see if I can get out of here. Yeah, okay, I can get.
Yeah, I know they have. They have the, like I told you, and everybody, it's been going around all on social media. They even have a page on it on Facebook about, Blackout Day is July 7th, 2020. And that's gonna be the whole day. We're not, black people don't spend no money. Don't spend no dollars. Keep your money in your pocket. Right. So basically, whatever you need, buy it prior to July 7th.
Well, and this one is called the economic withdrawal boycott, the one that I sent
Okay, you. Yeah, so that was more in depth. See, this one is just a day. It's for the July 7th.
Right. It says here, day one, Sunday's boycott. You're going to boycott big chain stores and department stores like Walmart, Sam's, Target on Sundays. And then on Mondays, you're going to boycott fast food chains, restaurants. And then on day three, on Tuesdays, you're going to boycott online shopping. Okay. And
okay.
Then day four, on Wednesdays, you're going to boycott supermarkets. And then day five, Thursday, you're going to repeat days one and two. So one.
Okay.
And two.
What day? What are the dates on this?
Well, actually, it doesn't have any dates because I just saw someone with it yesterday. But okay. It's just a certain day. It's just like Sundays, Mondays, Tuesdays.
So basically, we're gonna start doing this now. Or?
Yeah, I started doing it on Tuesday. Okay. Blackout Tuesday. I started doing it. So just start doing that, and then on Thursdays, repeat one and two, which would be no Walmart. No fast food. Okay.
Oh, that's easy.
Right.
For me.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And then on Fridays, repeat three and four, which is, you know, no online shopping and then no supermarkets. Okay.
Okay. That's going to be tough for some people, but.
Right. And then on Saturdays, don't spend anything, period, on Saturday.
Ooh, that's definitely tough. You know, everybody's right. Off work. You know, Saturdays are the days that everybody go and take care of their business. So.
So the plan was to shop and get what you need on the off day. So the
right.
off day, if it is, so for example, on Wednesdays, you book out supermarkets. Okay, that's fine, but you can still get your fast food if you wanted to get it. If you can go to Sam's and stuff if you need to. You can go to Sam's and Target and Walmart on Wednesdays because you're not going to supermarkets.
Right.
Okay? And so you can just do it that way. And then you can shop black owned any day. So if you got a black owned business on, you should be doing it anyway, the best way you can. However, that's not a lot of black owned grocery stores. So, you know, on the off days, you better stock up because you're not on these one blackout days. You're gonna be tied up to support the cause.
Right.
And so, yeah, then it says shop local farmers markets and share with your friends and family and help out the elderly just to do this thing to happen. And then it goes into June 10th, which June 19th is going to be on a Friday. They say we're going to celebrate June 19th and Saturday. Friday and Saturday, we're going to celebrate Juneteenth, that weekend. Because June 10th is usually around Father's Day. You know what I mean? Don't have no respect
right.
for it. It's usually around Father's Day. And then
right.
family celebrations, red, black, and green. And then on June 21st, which is Father's Day, Sunday, begin economic withdrawal boycott. Okay, so they don't want you really to start this until June 21st.
Right, that's what I thought. I thought it was a start date.
Yeah, it's a start date.
Everyone can do their own personal. You can start now if you want. You can do your own personal economic withdrawal day where you don't spend any money, you know, on certain things. have to start in June. And also it's a great way, you know, for people to start saving. Start saving your money. Stop giving it away, you know, to these corporations that don't care about you.
And Black people are some of the biggest spenders.
Oh my God, we're the number one consumers of the world. We spend the most money. Like, so that's why I feel like this is going to be a big impact.
The black community economy, like the way we spend, we can just have our own country basically. It's right. How much money we spend.
Exactly. So what are your final thoughts, Tanya?
Well, one more thing on the list. It says a blackout on July 4th. So basically, July 4th is canceled until they got their independence. We ain't got ours yet. So
okay.
That was the last thing on the list. But my final thoughts is that this was bound to happen, and there's some positive points about after seeing all this injustice. And it took 2020 to show us that we need to come together as a Black community whole.
Yeah.
We have to. And I love the fact that they're counseling the ones that are not on the agenda. If you're not on Cole, you're getting canceled.
Right.
Karina, the rapper, you're getting canceled. Anybody that goes against our agenda and don't see it, you're getting canceled. We're running over you. Oprah, Gail, where are you? Michael Jordan, wherever, you're getting canceled. Stop buying Jordan. Okay? Even though it's a Black brother, hey, if you're not on our agenda, you ain't speaking out, let them white folks buy your Jordan since you like them so much. This, watch how much many Jordans you sell if every Black person stop buying.
Right.
You catering to both sides, you straddling the fence. No, babe, we need to be on our side or no side. So now you're counting constantly on the white community to buy your Jordans. Okay, that's fine. But you know who mostly buying your Jordans is us. So, yeah,
right.
So stay on code. I love the fact that they have this economic withdrawal boycott. I love it because it gives me new insight on new restaurants around Black-owned communities that I didn't even know that we had. Restaurants, nail shops, Black-owned gyms. Instead of going to Planet Fitness, you support your new your small Black-owned gym owner. Go to your own Black mechanic, your Black-owned car dealership to buy your car. Build
right.
our own wealth. I've been saying this for years. Why don't we come together as a unit? We
right.
got money. Why don't we come together? And business owners do right, like you said. Hey, Black business owners, it's time for y'all to step up because we're ready to spend money. We're ready to break bread with you now because we ain't
right.
got no choice because we only got each other.
Right.
Because like you said, Shonda, the only way that we're going to hurt them is in their pockets.
Yeah, in the pockets. Yes, and that's also my final thought, too, is that we have to hold these police officers accountable. If you just let these police officers slide on these situations, these incidents, these murders, and them beating up, on they're beating up on our Black men, they're beating up on our Black women and our Black children. They don't even care if you're a woman. They don't even care if you're a child. Mm. They treat everybody the same. We're on the same level. And it's all because we have the same sin. And what they need to do, they need to start holding these police officers accountable, charging them for murder. Okay, yes, mm-hmm. They upgraded this case to second degree. It really should be first degree
murder.
Because I see first degree in that video. Okay, you upped it to second degree, whatever. But like you said, if it's not life or death, then it's not good enough, you know? And these police departments and even the state legislature and the states need to step up too. They need to be more harsh. Just like Trump is telling them to be more harsh on us, you need to be more harsh on the police.
Exactly.
And that's the only way things is going to change is when you start hitting them in that aspect. Take away, fire them, and also take away their pensions.
Give them life in prison.
Life in prison, take away, strip them of everything. Because guess what? They done stripped the person that they killed. They done stripped that family of that person. You need to start being harsher on these police officers. And another thing too, is that we need to hit them in the pockets. Like my father used to say, that's the only way you're gonna get the attention of the oppressor is when you hit them in the pockets. When they see a financial downfall, if they start losing money, that's when they see it. That's the only thing they see is the bottom line, the green.
Right.
And that's the only way we're gonna make a change, you know? We gotta change these laws. You have to be harsh and hold these police officers accountable. They're a man just like the man that they're killing. Right. The only thing that makes them different is they have a badge and a gun. And a lot of them are not even holding up the oath that they take. They mm-hmm. take the oath just like a doctor, where they're supposed to protect us and serve us and not murder us. They just like anybody else on the street.
Wow, this is crazy. I mean, it's just like things are moving, and I'm optimistic, but not getting too optimistic about it. But I love what I'm seeing, you know. And I said these young people learn from our mistakes, man. And I love the way they're doing and the way they're handling things, because who says that would have happened if they did not do what they do? Because did you know all 50 states protested?
Oh, yes. I saw that on the news. I was so proud. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Even Oklahoma out there, Iowa, all them.
Alaska.
All the red states.
Alaska, Hawaii.
Hawaii, all them.
Like,
and I was
everybody.
Like, wow, this is the movement. But you know, this is the year of clear vision.
Yeah, it is.
2020. You know, we started off. Pandemic. Yeah, we started off with the pandemic. The pandemic threw everybody off kilter. And I think that's another reason why people are so aggressive right now. People got a lot of bent up frustration because of the pandemic.
Right.
And then you're going to throw this in our face. We see a video of a man getting murdered in broad daylight. Oh, yeah. There's going to be some destruction.
What about these thoughts? What about the people earlier, prior, the white Caucasian people that were going protesting, being on quarantine and saying to open up the cities back up?
Exactly.
With guns.
Right.
They didn't run through there and space them and attack them. These white people with guns.
Yeah, guns.
These are unarmed black protesters. And
yeah, and they're throwing
because they didn't ready to burn the whole city. They ready to target. And different cities, they're doing a couple looting. What about when Boston win championships? When
right.
Boston, they tear the whole city up.
Tear it down, baby. That's what
Celebrate.
We do.
Flip cars and stuff.
But yeah.
Those are not thugs. Those are not animals. Those are just people having a fun, having a little bit of spirited fun.
Right.
It's the wording. It's not just the country. It's the media. People need to hold the media accountable too on the terrible things, how they portray black people to the world.
I know.
How you portray black people to the with the wording. You know what I mean? It's like
definitely.
Yeah, it's just crazy. But I'm happy with what I'm seeing. I would love for my black people to come together.
Definitely.
And with
and
the
I
voting,
think this is our time to come together. This is what like you get to go out. And support those black businesses, you know.
Stop giving
your money to people who don't care about you.
Exactly. So on days I couldn't go to the grocery store on that economic withdrawal protest boycott.
Right.
I went to a black restaurant and tried some food.
Right.
Sometimes they're gonna be good and sometimes they're gonna be bad.
But you get that
you don't stop supporting.
Right.
Because I've been to a bad McDonald's.
Me too.
And I've been to a good McDonald's.
Exactly.
I've been to a bad Starbucks, I've been to a good Starbucks. But it's not gonna stop you from going into what you want, right?
Right.
So if I wanna support black business, I'm never gonna give up on my black people. I'm never gonna give up on black businesses. Because I know there's some good ones out there, and I'll keep supporting the good ones.
Right.
If we have no other choice but to stick with our own, because we're the only ones going to take care of each other. Black men support black businesses, black women support black businesses, black children, everybody support black business. White people support black business. Come on now.
Yeah, everybody.
Mexicans support black businesses, not just black. I want everybody to support black businesses. If you really feel like you're a white ally, you're a Mexican ally, you boycott everything, these big corporations, and support. You look for black businesses just like we are to support them. You Chinese and you want to support black people in their plight, you start buying from us. Because we've been buying from you for years.
We sure do. Almost some people go to Chinese restaurants probably like 2-3 times a week.
Well, look how much money we be spending. You need to be trying to eat some soul food or some African food, some Dominican
food.
We
do. That's one thing about black people. We will buy and spend our money anywhere. Yeah. You know what I mean? We spend. And it's time where now the other races need to start spending where what we own, where our businesses are.
Right. Start moving back to the black neighborhood and fixing it up. I see that in my neighborhood. I see a bunch of people buying up black homes and redoing, knocking them down and make them nicer and making the neighborhood look good. And I see it and I feel so much with pride. There's a lot of people coming from up north, New York, coming down, and they're buying up all the property because they have the money and making it the community what it could be, you know?
Right.
And I love that. Like, why not spend that money to come back and make your community better? Make your schools better. Participate in the PTA program. Be involved in your kids' school and make it better. Communities make schools better.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's the community. That's what it comes down to, the community.
Yeah, you retired. Hey, why don't you volunteer at your local school? You know what I mean? Help read to kids. Help tutor kids. You know what I mean? If you're a professional, offer to tutor kids in math and writing papers and do that. Get involved in our community. Because the one thing my father taught me, he said the worst thing that ever happened to black people was integration. He said, because before then, we had no choice but to be with our own. We had our own businesses. Our schools were the best.
Yes.
I'm originally
going to touch on that at a later time.
Yeah.
That could be another episode.
Yeah, that's definitely could. I'll get off of going on something else, a whole tangent, but enough is enough.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to our first episode, our podcast, Black Thoughts, with Shonda and LaTanya, an episode called Enough is Enough. And basically, we ain't taking it no more. We want justice to be heard all across the world. All right. Thank you and good night.
Thank you. Good night.